Hi, my name is Brianna Arceo, and I will be reading to you the story of the softball team. I've been playing softball since I was 8 years old. At 11 years old, I switched from playing softball at a park district to playing travel softball. Travel means that you play more games and at a more competitive level. There are typically 12 to 14 girls on a team, but there are only 9 on a field at a time, so that means some girls have to sit on the bench. During my 14-year softball season, I played for an organization named P3, which is in Palos Hills. Before joining the team, I had heard that the other teams were good and that they were winning many tournaments. I was fortunate enough to have made the A team for my 14-year season. This meant that I would get into more competitive tournaments where there could be potential college scouts. I was overall pleased with my team because we were good and we got a lot of recognition at tournaments as being the team to beat. At the end of my 14-year season, my head coach, John, I told my parents that he had wanted me and my friend to play with their travel team again. After discussing with my parents about how the previous season had gone and the affordability, we decided that we indeed were going to stay with them. Tryouts were the first week of August, but in a softball tryout time frame, that was pretty late. Most tryouts occur anywhere from the middle of July to the first week of August. This time frame is short, and you pretty much have to know what team you're going to go on because coaches expect a fast answer so that they can recruit girls based on what players they have already. For example, if coaches know that they aren't looking to keep their previous shortstop, then they'll be looking for a brand new shortstop when tryouts come around and might not take back the weaker player. The day of my tryout was as perfect as I could have imagined it to be. Once I got there, I registered for my tryout, and which was basically consisted of basic information like name, address, emergency contact, etc. Once I finished registering, I made my way to the field to get ready to warm up. By this time, my best friend Sophia was registered and was waiting for me to start warming up. All the girls warmed up and I felt ready to play. There were about 40 girls trying out for the team for 16U, but for some reason, I didn't feel nervous. My hitting was pretty good when they were pitching to me, so I felt confident in that. I'm weaker at fielding, but I only missed one ball, so I felt pretty proud of myself. At the end of the tryout, the coaches had told me that they would call me again within 2 weeks. I didn't try out any other team because we figured that that would have been a waste of time. After 2 weeks of not hearing anything from the coaches, we pretty much realized that we didn't make the team. This was devastating for me because this was also the first time I had been rejected by a team. I, however, was lucky enough in my case because I was able to join the organization's other team. This team, however, was a B team, so they didn't play in as many competitive tournaments or traveled as far as the A team did. I wanted to quit very badly because it was so discouraging to constantly lose with this new team because they were really lazy. It was such a difference from being on my 14U winning team where girls actually cared about winning. I knew, however, that I had to stick it out, not only because my parents had already paid a lot of money, but I needed to stick it out for myself. I knew that from then on, if I wanted to be on a better team, that I had to change something within myself. Looking back at it now, that season had not been my best. My batting average was pretty good, but I was not as good as I was during the fall season. Towards the end of the season, I had also sprained my ankle, so I know when I got back, I was weaker because I wasn't able to run as fast. I had a long recovery time, so I didn't have as much time as the other girls to show that I was good. I don't like to use my injury as an excuse, but if we're technically speaking, it should be brought up. I made goals for myself to ensure that I wouldn't end up in this situation again. One of my goals was to make my high school softball team since I was going to become an incoming freshman at Mutian and had heard their softball team was good. I knew that in order to make the team, I would have to become stronger and faster. To achieve this goal, I had put in extra work, so I started to go to a CrossFit class on my own. After putting in work all winter, I ended up making the Mutian softball team in the spring. I not only ended up making the team, but I also became a freshman starter. I was also proud of myself, and I felt like I had gained back my confidence. I am now proud to say that I am in a better place physically than I was almost 2 years ago. I decided not to return to the P3 organization for my second season of 16U softball. I tried out over the summer for a different organization, Prestige, and ended up making their 18U softball team. I was really excited when I found out that they had felt I was good enough to play up. This means that I will now have an additional year for college recruits to scout me. If you are wondering what happened to my best friend Sophia, well, she also made the 18U team. We are now working on submitting recruitment emails to college coaches for them to potentially scout us for the next 2 years. If you ask me, this was a far better opportunity, and I feel that if I hadn't made the 18U team for my 16U season with P3, I wouldn't have switched teams and I would have settled. Then I wouldn't have gotten on the new team or grown as much as I did.